Philadelphia College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is The Serial Killer with your host, DJ Orden. And today I thought I'd wrap up the semester with a theme that fits well with the name of my show. So today I am doing songs about murders. Some of these are from the point of view of the killer, and some of them are from the point of view of the killed. Either way, lots of great songs about murders. We're going to start off with Another One Bites the Dust by Queen. That was Another One Bites the Dust by Queen. And next I have a song about a man who is about to be executed for his crimes. This is Renegade by Styx.
Mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting end to my running, and I'm so far from my home. Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying, you're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows, and I
That was Renegade by Styx. And next, I have a song, Hey Joe, by Jimi Hendrix, which is about a man named Joe who shot his unfaithful wife. That was Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix. And next I have Gallows Pole by Led Zeppelin, which tells a story of a man who tries to use bribes to prevent his execution, but he gets hanged in the end anyway. Here is Gallows Pole by Led Zeppelin.
See
And that was Gallows Pole by Led Zeppelin. And I am spontaneously joined by a special guest. You want to say hi?
Hey.
I don't know if you can hear you. Get closer.
Who's your audience?
Hey.
hey Introduce Lafayette. Yourself.
I'm Alistair Person, Jordan's best friend.
That's fine.
That's it, yeah.
You have a fun fact about yourself? No.
I have really long legs.
Okay. I don't think Alistair is going to be talking through the show, but he just wants to, he just wanted to say hey. Anyway, so it is now my time for my serial fact of the week, and so, of course, it has to do with murders. So I'm going to tell you about the monster cereals, which were introduced by General Mills in 1971. They include Count Chocula, Frankenberry, Boo Berry, Fruit Brute, and Fruity Yummy Mummy. Boo Berry was the first ever blueberry-flavored cereal. And another fun fact, in 2014, three DC Comics artists redesigned the packaging for the cereal. And my next song is Maxwell Silver Hammer by The Beatles. That was Maxwell's Silver Hammer by The Beatles. And now I will tell you my killer fact of the week. This is actually a fact that is about the subject of this my next song, the Shankill Butchers. They were an Ulster Protestant loyalist gang in the Shankill area in Northern Ireland in the 1970s and 80s. They were known for kidnapping and killing random Catholic civilians. And actually, this murder story turned into a cautionary tale. Parents would tell their kids if they didn't do what they were supposed to, which I'm glad my parents never said anything like that to me. Anyway, here is Shankill Butchers by the Decemberists.
2, 3, 4. The Shankill Butchers ride tonight. You better shut your windows tight. They're sharpening their cleavers and their knives, and taking all their whiskey by the pint. 'Cause everybody knows if you don't mind your mother's words, a wicked wind will blow your ribbons from your curls. Everybody moan, everybody shake. The Shankill Butchers wanna catch you. Just like me and you, they used to be sweet little boys, but something went horribly askew. Now killing is our only source of joy, 'cause everybody knows if you don't shake. The
That was Shankill Butchers by The Decemberists. And my next song is Pet Cemetery by The Ramones. And it is based on the Stephen King novel of the same name. They originally wrote the song for the 1989 film adaptation of the book. And Stephen King actually asked them to write the song because he's a really big Ramones fan. So here it is, Pet Cemetery. That was Pet Cemetery by The Ramones. Next, I have Jenny Was a Friend of Mine by The Killers, which I think is an appropriate band name for this song. This particular song is part of The Killers' Murder Trilogy, which is three songs detailing the murder of a girl named Jenny. This is Jenny Was a Friend of Mine. That was Jenny Was a Friend of Mine by The Killers. And next is Psycho Killer by The Talking Heads, which was inspired by the character Norman Bates in the movie Psycho.
My ex-girlfriend's name is Jenny.
Alistair wants everyone to know that his ex-girlfriend's name is Jenny, which is...
She broke my heart.
Was she a friend of yours?
Yeah, at first. We started off as just friends.
Okay. Anyway, this is Psycho Killer by Talking Heads.
I can't seem to face up to the facts.
That was Psycho Killer by Talking Heads. Next, I have Scissor Man by XTC, which is pretty much exactly what it sounds like. Scissor Man. That was Scissor Man by XTC. And next I have The Ripper by Judas Priest. It's about Jack the Ripper, who was an English serial killer. And the song is supposed to be from the point of view of the killer. Here is The Ripper.
You're in for surprise. You're in for a shock. In London town streets, when there's darkness and fire, when you least expect me, and you turn your back, I'll attack. I smile when I'm sneaking,
That was The Ripper by Judas Priest. And now I have Kill of the Night by Jin Wigmore, which is a little different because it's from the point of view of a female murderer. Here's Kill of the Night. Alright, that was Kill of the Night. And now for the last song of today, I have Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson, which, if you didn't already know, the phrase Annie, are you okay? Is used in CPR training courses in reference to the CPR dummy. Here is Smooth Criminal.
Thank you.
That was Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson. And thank you for listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio. This has been The Serial Killer with DJ Orden. And until next semester, I will see you later.
Bye.